Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. What do these people have in common? A writer and storyteller in Toronto, a dancer temporarily in France, a stand-up comic in New Brunswick, a theater director in Sudbury, a cinematographer in Winnipeg, an electronic musician in Northern Ontario, and a brother-sister musical duo in Montreal. Well, they're all Francophone Canadians who work in the performing arts, and during the pandemic, they all find themselves stuck. Stuck à maison, stuck at home. Stuck is also the name of a new documentary feature that looks at the effect of the coronavirus and the restrictions it brought on these people's lives and careers. Stuck is having its world premiere at Toronto's Hot Dog Cinema on November 1st, 7:30 p.m. at Toronto's Cinefranco Film Festival. Stuck was directed by Joanne Belluco, a French-born Toronto-based documentary filmmaker, producer, writer, and journalist. I'm very pleased to have Joanne here with me to tell us more about Stuck. Hi, Joanne. Thanks so much for meeting with me.
Hi, Daniel. Thank you. It's an honor to be with you today.
So tell me, how did you manage to create a documentary film when you and all of the subjects were still stuck?
That's right. It's the title of the movie and it's a story of my life, I can say. The thing is, I feel like I'm part of this artist, like I've been in lockdown as all the artists. So I had to figure it out how to, as a cultural and director, to cover art. So with the lockdown and the pandemic, I had to figure it out how to continue to cover art from my living room, because as all of us, I was not able to go to my office, so I had to work from home. So that's how this adventure started. So it was like, how can I cover art from my living room? So I had to figure out with the new device, like a cell phone, to make it work, because it was impossible for me to shoot with a cameraman, to go outside, to meet the artist. So I've decided to cast 8 artists from different disciplines, and in Ontario and one in New Brunswick, as you said. So the idea was to ask them to shoot themselves with their cell phone each month like a diary. It was the concept, the beginning of the concept is like each month we send a series of questions to each artist, and with their cell phone in an intimate way, the artist film themselves answering our questions. So it was the way I found to make it work.
And how early did you start this process?
As you said, at the beginning of the pandemic, during the lockdown, I've understand that it was impossible anymore for me to cover the culture. So during the lockdown, I've asked several artists about their feeling about being in lockdown. So I've produced a web series called Stuck à la Maison, Stuck at Home. And so it was the premise of the adventure. And when I understood that, back in summer 2020, I understood that it won't be possible to cover the next, that there won't be a cultural season from September 2020 to May 2021. So I had to figure out this concept. So I've decided to cast 8 artists from different disciplines back in summer 2020. And I started to ask them to film themselves each month like from August 2020. So yes, we started shooting in August 2020, and the end of the shooting was actually in September 2021. We were editing and filming in the same time back in summer 2021.
This is Daniel Garber, the movies on CIUT 89.5 FM, and I'm speaking with Joanne Baluco about her new documentary, Stuck, having its world premiere at Cinefranco. So let's talk about some of these artists and how they may do during the pandemic. Can a performer perform without an audience?
Yes. So the thing is, what we found during this adventure is that there was two state of mind. There was some artists who decided to adapt and to film themselves, like doing a pre-recorded show at home. There was like a huge diversity of program at the beginning of the lockdown. They decided to shoot themselves pre-recorded show, like for musician, like a concert show or a stand-up comedy. There were different ways to adapt, but you know, after 6 months, we felt that the artist really felt alone in front of their camera, of in front of their cell phone, making pre-recorded show, and they were missing the audience, the spectators. So there's a turn in Stuck that you can see that that after 6 months, we can see that that even that the artist and the audience are not, you know, very happy to just being apart and through a screen of on social media or pre-recording show. So it depends. I think it was an addition to have access to art on website, pre-recording show, but then something was really missing, like the connection, the real connection with the public. And we can feel, as you've seen the movie, that in the beginning of 2021, the artists were very exhausted by the experience. And as they said, people like the producer were asking them more to shoot themselves, to do it themselves at home. And they didn't have been paid for that. So it was quite complicated for them financially and as an artist to be a part of their audience.
And there's also financial problems when, especially people in live theater and dance, they have to have an audience there actually paying for them to make a living from it. Meanwhile, the day jobs have also disappeared. Talk about the financial problems faced by artists, performing artists, during the pandemic.
Yes, as you said, there was, as you know, most of the artists, it's difficult to make a living with just their art. So they were struggling because they lost their gig as artists, but they lost also their day jobs. So it was like they didn't know how to continue to work as an artist, as they can't live as a human being, getting their rent paid and everything. So that's why, you know, just to let you know that the project, it was we decided to support them during the process of the making of this movie. So each month we were giving them a small amount to film themselves, to support themselves. We think it was really important for us to support the artists during this adventure. So each month when they were sending us footage, we were paying them a gig for each footage.
Well, that's good. One interesting case is David Danzon. He was found himself in France. The ironic thing was he was making a dance or a performance of himself inside a bubble, a clear plastic bubble. And this is during the pandemic where everyone has to stay within your bubble and not interact. But the irony is he planned this before the pandemic. Can you talk about that?
Yes, right. It was just perfect for me as a filmmaker to have this metaphor. As you can see, we use the metaphor of the bubble for our marketing, our communication, because it was like just perfect, you know? So, yes, the thing is, David is an artistic director for Corpus Dance Project here in Toronto. And so he had like some crazy idea of the time, and he had this idea to put himself in a bubble to create like a poetic show in that bubble before moving to France just for holidays in the beginning of 2020. So yes, it's like he had this idea, and then he's seen that it has a huge echo for everyone when the pandemic started. So as you can see in the film, it was for the narrative art, it was really interesting for me to follow the story of the bubble, because the story of the bubble is kind of the metaphor for all artists and all of us.
Now, you've been making this film as an ongoing project through your web series, but it is now released as a piece of finished work. Do you think the story is finished?
The story is not finished, but the interesting thing was at the end of the web series. The web series segments end in May 2021, and we were still stuck. So for me, it was not possible to end this story like this, like having all my artists stuck at home. So that's why we've decided during the editing to continue shooting the artists, because it was summer and it started to be back to a semi-normal. So that was really important for me, that the story of the documentary ends with a kind of hope for the artist that, as you can see at the end of the film, I can meet the artist, I can shoot them, and they're doing their art, you know, like the musician can do some show, there's some stand-up comedy shows, and it's coming back to normal. So it's really, the film is really ending on a kind of hope, but we don't know. As one of the artists said, Karim Hussein, who is shooting in Budapest, that it seems okay, but we don't know what will happen next. So that's the COVID story.
Well, thanks so much for giving artists around Toronto a sense of hope. Thanks so much for talking with me.
Thank you very much, Danielle.
Joanne Beluco is a documentary filmmaker whose latest feature, Stuck, is having its world premiere at Rogers Hot Dog Cinema on November 1st at 7:30 p.m. at Toronto's Cinefranco Film Festival. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.